97.5 Glory FM, as we bring you the information you need for you and your family on this Tuesday morning. Time once again for Community Focus, our public affairs program. We are 3 weeks away from the primary election. Our guest this morning on Community Focus is Craig Lutz, one of the candidates looking to become All County Commission Chair. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it very much. Tell for just our listeners who don't know you by chance all about Craig Lutz.
Well, I grew up a military brat, which is to say I went to 9 schools in 12 years.
Wow.
I am don't feel sorry because it did take me that many schools to find my future wife. I married my high school sweetheart. We have 2 wonderful daughters, both proud Flowery Branch High School graduates. My oldest daughter is an officer in the Navy. My youngest daughter graduates from Georgia Tech on Friday. It's been, a great place to live here in Hall County and raise our kids, and I'm looking forward to it being a great place for them to come back and raise their families.
All right, so people who don't know you, you have served on the Hall County Commission in the past.
I have. I was elected back in 2010, and I was previously a city councilman down in Flowery Branch. I served there for 3 years before coming up to the Hall County Commission. Obviously, that was a time when the finances were in pretty bad shape. We'd just gone through, obviously, the housing crash. The tax base was really in a bad situation. The previous county commissioners had pretty much tried to pull every lever they could. We had employees on furloughs. We weren't contributing to retirement plans. All the funds have been completely depleted. The 4 years that I was on, the first year we got our employees working full-time again. Our second year we were able to get the retirement contributions put back in place. Our third year we got our funds back to a healthy level. And our fourth year we were able to deliver a tax break for the citizens of Hall County.
So it's been 10 years since you served on the commission. Why do you want to come back now?
Well, I've been seeing a lack of leadership on the commission. Obviously, we've had an awful lot of development in South Hall County. Not seeing any consistency with the way we're deciding how the land use down there. I've seen problems with the fire department, for instance, the fire chief. And I roll that all into the fact that we have an absentee leader in the county. I've had people ask me if I could come back, see if I can do some of the things I did when I was here before, and I felt like I could with the proper support of the public, and so I wanted to put my name in. And if worse comes to worse, we'll get into a situation where hopefully some of the ideas that I bring out on the campaign trail will stick, even if I don't make it. But I feel really good about where we're sitting at right now, so we're hoping to get in there and maybe implement some of the ideas we've been campaigning on.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus is Craig Lux, looking to become the new Hall County Commission Chairman. I was talking here on Community Focus, our public affairs program. So let's look at some of the key issues. You mentioned land down in South Hall County. Give me your ideas about growth and what kind of growth do you want to see, especially South Hall.
So I am a property rights believer. I do think you should be able to do with your property what you want to, but I'd have a big condition. My condition is you should not interfere with your neighbor's peaceful enjoyment of their property. And unfortunately, where we're at right now is with the growth that we've had, the infrastructure hasn't been put in place, and it is creating problems for the residents down there. So they're not able to enjoy their property because they can't get to and from it. When I left, for instance, Spout Springs Road was supposed to have been widened all the way out to Friendship. That got stopped. They pretty much cut it back to 2 lanes between Flowery Branch High School and Friendship Road. When I left, 985, we had plans to have 985 widened. That got put on hold. There were a lot of things that I felt like we had in place when I left that never came through because for some reason the leadership decided they wanted to invest money in other places. Not realizing the fact that with the growth, obviously, is coming from the south, needed to be put down there. So I have proposed several things. First of all, I'm a big believer in ownership in Hall County. If you own in Hall County, you're going to be, if you're invested in Hall County, you're going to have a love and passion for it like I do. I want to increase the homestead exemption for owners, residents of Hall County. I think that's a great way of getting people invested here. We don't need a renter base. But the other thing I think that we need to do is look at increasing the impact fees dramatically on apartments and townhomes, the things that are making major impacts in the county. But the key is we have to put those impact dollars back in where the impact is made. And the big impact is on roads. And we've never used impact fees on roads. And the reason is because it's difficult. You can't resurface a road with impact fees. You have to build. You can build acceleration and deacceleration lanes with impact fees. We've just never done it because it's been hard. And frankly, that's not right. We shouldn't avoid the hard things. Instead, the impact fees are being spent on libraries in areas where the impact's not made. They're being spent on parks in areas where the impacts are not made. That money, where it's generated, is where it needs to be spent.
But wasn't back when you were on the commission the last time when we first heard about really impact fees at that time and with the comprehensive plan, and what's your ideas about the comprehensive plan for the county?
Well, it's something that is required to be done. The comp plan is required to be done by the state, and it's something that we can do more often. You know, typically you set the comprehensive plans out 25 years, and you touch them every 10 years or so. Things are changing very rapidly here. You know, I look at, you know, the number of people who lived in Hall County when I was elected versus the number of people who live in Hall County today, and it is a dramatically different county already. So certainly the comprehensive plan needs to be touched a lot more often than where we're touching it today. But the comprehensive plan is a great time for the leadership of the county to connect with the residents of the county to figure out what the county wants, where do they see themselves. And you have to put a balance in place for those kinds of things. And unfortunately, I think we have gotten away from the comprehensive plan quite a bit just because of the fact of some of the things that we've are letting happen. You know, the inland port is driving warehousing in this county like nothing you've ever seen. And I've worked in a warehouse before, and I can tell you that the highest paid person in the warehouse is the forklift driver. And, you know, forklift drivers, unfortunately, are not going to be able to buy homes in Hall County. And so we're not doing a very good job of balancing the industry coming in at all. But a lot of it's being driven because of decisions that were made, you know, previously.
When you mention industry, though, even back when you were in the commission the first time around, there's still such a wide difference when it comes to the tax base of industry, commercial versus the residents here in Hall County, isn't there?
Yes, there is. When we were on, of course, at that particular time in a major recession, you know, we would have been happy to have anybody come in, you
Absolutely.
Anything that would help. But I thought we brought in a lot of good things. You know, ZF Wind Power came in. Of course, Kubota built a new facility. Up in North Hall. And so I thought we were doing a good job of balancing manufacturing. We were doing everything we could to protect our agriculture aspect of Hall County. So we were really working on getting a great environment. You know, the expression we used is we want Hall County to be a great place to live, work, and play. And so we were working on that whole balance of things. And certainly, from where I stand, I still want a county that my kids will come back to and settle in, because obviously I don't want to have to travel to go see grandkids and everything like that in the future. So we're really looking for some kind of, to create a real community here and not become a bedroom community to somebody else.
That's the next question there as we talk with Craig Lutz this morning here on 97.5 Glory FM with Community Focus. Mr. Lutz is looking to become Hall County Commission Chair. Talk about quality of growth then, and it's like the density of growth that we have in the area. Is that something the community wants, or is that something that people with developing want here in the county?
I would say that the community is not in support of the density, especially in South Hall. If you're a business owner, you're probably pretty happy with it because it's more customers potentially. And I think you have to have a balance to everything. You know, I when we were working on the bonding for the hospital down in South Hall, at the time, it was I was reminded at the time that it's not just doctors that work in the hospital. You know, you're going to have cafeteria workers, you're going to have custodial services, you're going to have people working on the HVAC systems, and you're going to have a lot more than just doctors
sure.
running around there. So you need to have a balance of housing for everybody, because you don't want people having to drive 45 minutes to an hour to come in and work, especially if fuel prices continue to go up. It gets to the point where that will also drive a labor shortage. So you really, to me, a lot of it starts with the type of industry you're bringing in. If you're bringing in low-wage industry and you're encouraging and you're giving tax breaks and those kinds of things, encouraging low-wage industry to come in, then you are really putting yourself in a position where you're going to have high-density housing.
Aren't we in a balancing act, though, when it comes to as long as we have two Hall counties, we have one south of Muddy Mill and north of Muddy Mill, mm-hmm. and south of Muddy Mill are not invested into the quality of growth in life in Hall County. They're more into the Atlanta lifestyle.
Yeah, and I would push back on that argument a little bit by saying that people who live south of Muddy Mill, and I was one of them for a long time, mm-hmm. Were moving to get away from the Gwinnett County, the DeKalb County, the Fulton County lifestyle. Mm-hmm. They wanted to move to a place where they could stretch their arms, where their kids could still play after the streetlights came on, mm-hmm. Those kinds of things. So I don't think that the people south of Muddy Mill are particularly invested in that's where they came from,
right?
But I believe they came here because they want the Hall County dream, and I don't want to give up on that and just abandon that area and say, okay, well, that's whatever. I really think that we should protect what those people came up here and invested in.
Oh, sure. Because if nothing else, we're becoming another Gwinnett County if we're not careful.
Well, and there's good things about Gwinnett County, too. But I think Gwinnett County went through the same thing that we're going through back in the 1970s.
Sure.
In the 1970s, they started seeing a lot of growth from the South End. I don't think they knew how to manage the growth at that particular time in the mm-hmm. South End. And eventually, that people just started leapfrogging each other until they got all the way to the top end.
Sure.
I think if we can learn to manage it better in the South End than Gwinnett County did, growth is going to come. You know, we're not in a world anymore where people aren't coming for the American dream. We're not in a world where we're not having babies anymore. We're still growing as a country. So we're going to have growth in Hall County, and we want some growth in Hall County. We just want to make sure that that growth fits the dream that everybody who's come here previously.
From my standpoint, being someone who's born and raised here, mm-hmm. is that I've seen all this take place, and we keep hearing about, you know, we're part of Metro Atlanta. I mean, even our traffic reports now on Atlanta Radio, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, is that I always talk about the fact that we're our own metro area by the state of Georgia, and I'd like to see us become that part of North Georgia rather than becoming a part and being sucked into Atlanta.
Then we need jobs, and those jobs have to be good jobs. You know what I'm saying? And so that's part of, I you know, back at the turn of the century, it's hard to say, you know, 2000,
uh-huh. yes.
Gwinnett County was considered a bedroom community to
yes.
Atlanta. And then eventually they got enough jobs in manufacturing in Gwinnett County where now they are their own source. And so how many people from Hall County are going to work mm-hmm. in Gwinnett County and vice versa? Well, we have great medical facilities here. I think we've got some great manufacturing facilities here. What we just have to learn to do is, unfortunately, we're going down the route of distribution, and a lot of it has to do with the inland port that they're bringing in. But this distribution is going to do nothing but put a lot of pressure on our roads. It's going to put more demand for high-density type housing and those sorts of things. And we've got to quickly find a way to balance that out.
All right, let's talk about that balancing act. We talked with Craig Lutz this morning on Community Focus, our public affairs program, because we're talking about there's such a large percentage of people who live in Hall County who work outside the county, And the jobs we have here seem taken up by people who live outside the county. You mentioned the medical center, for example. And now the Inland Port, I'm trying to get information from Sheriff Gerald Couch. I sent him an email this morning. I had him as our guest back on Friday talking about the Inland Port. And there's still not really a firm idea of the traffic count alone, of number of trucks that will be coming from the Inland Port, and how that's going to affect our roads here in the county.
Well, and we have a great north-south corridor and a 985 getting north and south. We do not have very good east-west corridors. You know, Candler Highway, you know, even going out Dawson Highway, what have you. Those corridors are oftentimes two-lane. They're going to be very difficult to expand. Mm-hmm. It's difficult for me to say that you will get the significant impact that I think that the state wants with an inland port up here until you get some east-west traffic. You got to be able to get to 85 if you want these products to get, you know, to South Carolina and North Carolina. You got to be able to get to 85.
Well, there's two ways. See, but I'm going to interrupt you again. I can see if you're north of exit 22, you're either coming down and making the circle there on 22, mm-hmm. heading out 129 to 85 that way. You're heading all the way down to Buford and then get there on the 85 split, aren't you?
Yeah, well, but you don't get north by going south on 985.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's no turnaround there. So,
So
obviously, I think, and this is a situation where the cart got put in front of the horse again, and the fact that we really don't have the infrastructure in place for it. But the plans are in place, mm-hmm. and because the plans are in place, I think you've got a lot of speculation going on with the warehousing.
Yes, you do.
And so we've got warehousing popping up. We've got warehousing popping up on McKevar Road, which is a two-lane road.
Yes, sir.
And it is mostly, I would consider, very residential north of Linear Alliance Parkway. I would consider that very residential. But we have warehousing popping up there.
So how do you divide that as a county commissioner and the chairman? It's okay. What's going to be residential? What's going to be commercial? And how you balance that?
The comp plan has a lot to do with that, right? So the comp plan is what's going to lay out where we feel like things are going to be developed and how they should be developed. And when things go against the comp plan, when you start making those exceptions, you pretty much open up the book for anything to happen.
Correct.
Because, you know, if I make an exception and say, okay, well, I know this was supposed to be residential, but I'm going to throw a warehouse on top of it, or I'm going to put heavy industrial on top of it, or what have you. Now the next person comes in and he or she wants to do something, and you say no because it doesn't fit the comp plan. Well, they'll say, but look, you've already thrown the comp plan out the window. So we need to start finding consistency in how we do things. I would give people a hard time because we do have corridor overlays. So things in corridors should look different than things that are buried inside industrial parks. You know, if they're on a major corridor, we're asking for, you know, brick and facade. Landscaping, because we want it to look good. And so I've made sure it's in the corridor. It needs to fit that look.
All right, how about 365? Because we're already seeing people who are being displaced who have lived there, like on White Sulphur Road, for years and years and years of being displaced because of the inland port coming in and how the development's going to be taking place at 365.
Well, and that's interesting because I was talking to some people at the GOP GOP forum on Saturday, mm-hmm. and they came up, and their thing was, you know, we already hear the trains, you know, and that, because the train track's been there forever.
Sure.
We already hear the trains, but how much more are we going to hear once all of this happens? That's a great question.
Yes, it is.
And you know, and the fact is, that's great property, great residential property.
Mm-hmm.
It's lake. It's exactly what you want when you come to Hall County. That's going to be unfortunate. I'm a big believer in conditions. Like I said, going back to my property rights thing, I don't think you should interfere with somebody's peaceful enjoyment of their property. So I'm apt to throw conditions on: earthen barriers to block sound, no spill lighting to make sure lights aren't done, put restrictions on delivery time so that you're not getting deliveries at 3:00 in the morning, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And my history has shown that I've been very consistent in that. I did it when I was in city council, Flyer Branch, did it when I was on county commission. I want you to be able to do with your property what you want, but I'm going to put conditions on it so that you don't interfere with your neighbors peaceful enjoyment of their property.
All right, we talked a lot about land growth here in the county. How about the budget, and how do you look at that in the state of the budget right now?
Well, the budget's one of the reasons I got into this. I'm very concerned about it. When I left, I think our general fund was like $87 million. Now it's, I think, north of $190.
Mm-hmm.
To borrow an expression from Arthur Laffer, and just modifying it a bit, to say that our county commissioners are spending tax dollars like a drunken sailor would be an insult to drunken sailors, because drunken sailors spend their own money. Since the economy has rebounded, it's become real easy to spend other people's money. I'm concerned. I see interest rates high. I see it difficult for people to buy homes. I think in the last week or so, we've had 4 to 6 major banks in the United States start to fail. I see a lot of the same things happening that happened back in 2008.
Uh-huh.
Those times when I was on city council and county commission, they were hard times. And the county commission has been in easy times. And my concern is that they are not going to be able to turn off the spigot, because they don't know where everything has been going for years. The budget's more than doubled since I left. I can tell you the roads aren't twice as nice. We don't have twice as many. The services aren't twice as good. There's a lot of things that I think we have to get in there and start to fix, and we have to start putting a throttle on, and we need to prepare our county for a situation where the revenue could drop dramatically if we have another housing dip.
And with that, how about the state of public safety? With, you mentioned the fire department, also with the sheriff's department.
Well, I know this. I can't give myself CPR. So public safety is obviously one of those things you have to protect first. And those are the people that I think, you know, if things go south in the economy, a lot of times you do see crime associated with that. So you have to work with the public safety officials, with the sheriff, with the fire department, to try and do things as efficiently as possible, because obviously we don't want to get in a situation where we're overspending there either. But sometimes we have to stretch out how far it is between when you buy a new fire truck or when you, you know, replace a sheriff's car. But we need to be sure that everything they have is operating, running well, and we are supporting our public safety people.
Does a lot of this also depend upon the taxes here in the county? And, for example, our taxes keep going up as, you know, people who own property here in the county. And then for those trying to move in, it's like the entry level of a home now is over $300,000. Mm-hmm. How anybody can afford to even live here anymore?
It's tough. I've been very concerned because, you know, We've had a lot of reassessments. Even the house I bought up in Chestnut Mountain, 3 years ago, has already increased dramatically in value. So with that, you might see, you hear a lot of politicians say, oh, I lowered the tax rate. They really didn't lower your taxes. They may have lowered the millage rate, but if it doesn't offset what the increase in value was on your home, you still got a tax increase, because you're paying more. And I'm certainly paying more in taxes since when I moved in. But I look around and say, what is the more getting? You know, I have as many potholes in my roads as I had before. I don't have any other additional services that have really been given me.
Mm-hmm.
What does it pay? It's certainly not going to offset the growth that's come. So I think those are hard questions we have to ask.
Final hard question for you this morning is the fact you're looking to become a commission chairman. Last time you were just a commissioner. I said, forgive me, just saying just you were a commissioner.
Yeah.
So how does your role now, looking at being the chairman, work with the other commissioners here in the county?
I think being the chairman gives you some, well, first of all, it gives you the final word, which is always kind of nice for a person like myself. My wife will tell you, I always get the final word in the house, it seems like. No, that's a joke.
I said way back when you were a commissioner.
Yeah, I got a lot of words in then, too. You know, when you are the commission chair, I think it allows you to partner up with each district a little bit more. Oftentimes, when you're a district chair, and something's going on in another district, you kind of tell yourself, well, that's their district, not mine. Mm-hmm. When you're the commission chair, it's all yours. You know, you represent everybody in the county. As I'm out on the campaign trail, when we're knocking on doors, you know, and I'm handing out push cards, I remind everybody, every single piece of campaign material I have has my personal cell phone number on it. I said, I've had that cell phone number since cell phones came in bags. If you elect me your chairman of the Hall County Board of Commissioners, if you need to speak with the county, you will always be able to get a hold of me. Because I've been so frustrated at times when I've tried to reach out to people and I say, I get the answer, call the office, call staff, call so-and-so. That's not representation. Representation for me is, if you have a problem, please come to me. I want to work with you. Let's see if we can get it done. Now, staff has a position. The staff obviously is there to serve and there to do whatever. But if you have a concern with how staff is working, certainly I don't want you to hit your head on the wall. I want you to come to me and see if we can work some things out. I think being the chairman of the commission gives you the ability to go to the district commissioners and say, listen, let's work this way, because you may not see this as being your problem because it's in this district, but it's really everybody's problem. And if it's not your problem now, it will be in 5-10 years.
All right, again, thanks for your time. I appreciate it very much. The last minute, I'll let you talk to our listeners directly. Tell them why you should vote for Craig Lutz.
So there's three things I really want to do. The first one is I want to really help home ownership by increasing the homestead exemption. I want to increase the impact fees on apartments and make sure that money is invested in the county. And then I really want to work on transparency. I'm tired of no-bid contracts on certain types of engineering services and other kinds of professional services. I really think that we need to be more transparent about what we do, because it is our tax dollars, and it is the people who work so hard, and we need to make sure that we're spending their money appropriately.
That's Craig Lutz, Commissioner Chairman candidate for the Hall County Commission Chairmanship. Again, the early voting takes place as we speak, and also the primary will be taking place 3 weeks from today on May 21st. Again, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.
Tomorrow morning at 9:05, we talk to the incumbent who's looking to become Hall County Commission Chairman once again. Richard Higgins joins us tomorrow morning here on Community Focus, our public affairs program on 97.5 Glory FM.